T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pat Sherman Report is sponsored by the New York Lottery. This holiday season, give the gift that dreams are made of. Holiday scratch-off games from the New York Lottery. By Adorama, the official retailer of your New York football Giants, online at Adorama.com. By Fios, by Verizon, 100% fiber optic network, 100% phenomenal. Visit GetFios.com. The head coach of the football Giants is Pat Sherman. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing this evening?
All right, Coach. Tough loss. Heartbreaking. So tough after a good first half.
You know, it was a great first half. You know, we bounce out to a 19-3 lead. You know, obviously scored on Saquon's long run there, and we let him whittle it away a little bit. And then, you know, we didn't score those points before the half.
Now, tell me what happened. Why would you take blame for that when Eli should have hit a wide-open Barkley underneath?
Yeah, you know what? We were trying to attack too deep, which they played. The interior of the coverage played deep, and, you know, I just
– But
you know,
he's got to see he's covered, right?
Could have given him a better play. But that's just me.
But he had an open guy underneath.
I'm with you. I get all that. But, you know, I think I always will do soul-searching on that type of stuff. But the fact of the matter is we go in with an 8-point lead. You know, unfortunately, in the third quarter, we only had 10 plays. And we actually ran the ball 6 of those 10 plays in the third quarter. We had a couple penalties, a drop pass that would have got us back on schedule, a couple third and longs, you know. And so then the third quarter goes away. And then they did a good job of controlling the ball on us and putting their points on the board. You know, we drove the ball one more time and scored 3. So you're right, disappointing loss. The last 2 weeks, we found a way at the end of the game to win it. This week, you know, certainly it got away from us.
See, a lot was made out of where is Barkley in the second half, and that was made, and a lot of it's fueled by the game announcers, and they made a very big deal about it. So a lot of that, you can always tell where it's coming from. It came from there, and the only thing that I can critique on that, if you watch the play calling, it's very easy why he didn't get the ball, okay? Because when he did get the ball, you didn't have the ball at all, and when he didn't have any productive runs. But the one series that I question is, why did Gorman need a series there when he had only touched the ball once in the second half?
Yeah, you know, we always plan to play Wayne, and actually when Wayne went in, forget for a minute, Saquon wasn't in there. Wayne got the ball a couple times and had 2 productive runs.
No, he did. No, the only thing is you're looking for him to get as many carries as he can because he can break every carry. That's all he's special.
No question. And again, had we had more plays in the third quarter, we would have been able to get the ball to him. We'd have been able to get the ball to Odell. We'd have been, you know, and be able to do some of the things that we got done in the first half. And, you know, the way the game played out, we didn't. And, you know, I look back on it. You know, listen, I always critique every play call. I want to make sure we put our guys in the best position to win and be aggressive.
Well, tell me this, Coach. Why were you so adept at blocking their fronts in the first half and so inept at blocking their fronts in the second half?
Well, I think, you know, in the second half, actually, you know, there wasn't much different. They didn't really make any adjustments. You know, I think some of
they just beat their man better in the second half.
I think we got beat on a couple situations.
You did. And you got beat on a couple of runs, too, where they made good penetration.
Exactly. They penetrated. And then, you know, then we had an offsides penalty and a holding call that knocks you off schedule. So,
and a third and 18 where you can't take a timeout, just dump it off and get out of there.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to go. You know, so
I mean, there's too many things you still got to clean up that's happening. But really, I was more along with the defense in the second half. I know I can understand the first, the second half from the offensive standpoint. The biggest thing was you didn't have the ball, which is reason why is because the other team's got the ball.
Right.
Why was the defense having so many problems in the second half?
Well, they controlled the ball on us, you know, and they did what you'd like to do on the other side. You know, they controlled it. They ran it with some efficiency. They, You know, they created a couple of big plays. You know, we had all the things happen that you don't want to have happen. You know, we gave up some runs. We missed some tackles. We allowed them to drive the ball and control the ball on us, and that was significant in the game, where in the two previous games we didn't let that happen.
And two plays specifically I want to get to. Number one,
yeah.
The third and four to Barkley. I'm sure you turned it in. I mean, how does the back judge not throw a flag on the call?
He's got him by
the jersey twice.
Yeah, the first series
on
the
third
zone,
and four,
right?
That when you settle for the field goal to go to 22 on third and four, but he throws the ball to Beckham. He's got him by the jersey.
Yeah, in both cases, I sent those in, sure.
I mean, they got to be better than that. That's all there is to it. I mean, I know it's part of the league and you just get unlucky, but he's got him by the jersey. He's a star receiver. He's right there, and he's got him by the jersey.
Well, here's the reality. We got to fight through that, certainly. But in those two cases, let's assume that somebody felt like those were penalties. Those give us a new set of downs in the red area where
– Or a touchdown. I mean, or if that's pass interference, it's in the end zone.
Sure. No doubt. So – But we got to play through that.
And the other thing is the 4th-and-10 play is on you guys. The guy was open from here to Canarsie. I mean, there was nobody near him.
Yeah, yeah. We played a zone on that, and we got to do better there.
I mean, that's the thing that cost you games. I mean, at this point, obviously, it's the little things. But, I mean, you played well enough to win, but it's little things that just keep adding up for this team, and that's why teams lose games.
Well, it does. And again, I would say this. You know, we're trying to grow away from what was 3-13 a year ago. And we got to find a way to win games again and learn how to win games consistently. And, you know, it's painful as hell. Again, we agonize over the things that we got to do better. And, you know, we've all come from places where we won. These players have all come from winning programs. And we just got to do the little things better throughout the game.
Well, I don't know about them coming from winning programs. You only got two guys there that won a championship left, and the Giants have been losing now for too long for anybody around here, that's for sure. And to me, there's too much coddling going on, and I'm not worried about Beckham's feelings. The guy's 29 and 47 since he's been here. I'm not worried about anybody's feelings when they're 29 and 47.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say we're coddling, Mike.
I mean, I'm so tired of hearing about whether he's happy about route running and this and that. Who cares who gets the ball?
Yeah, amen. I think what's important is you win. And I know the formula for us is Saquon needs to touch the ball, and he's touched the ball over 20 times a game. You know, and the best formula is for him to continue to touch the ball throughout. And I get that. And then it's important, too, that when we throw the ball, we do a good job completing passes and protecting the passer. And so we've made progress since the bye in all those areas, and we just got to do it more consistently.
And you need somebody to step up on defense. You know, I don't know if Vernon's hurt. If he's not, he's playing pretty lousy.
Yeah, I think it's, he's a guy that can get pressure on the quarterback, and we just got to keep him going. You know, certainly when he pressures the quarterback, it has a significant impact on how we can cover in the back end. I just think, you know, any quarterback, especially – you know, a guy like Carson Wentz, given time to throw, it puts way, way too much pressure on your secondary.
Let me ask you about you a little bit. Are the press conferences bothering you?
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
I mean, are you here handling press conferences is a big part of the job, as you know.
No.
Do you feel any pressure? Are you okay handling the press conferences as far as after the game and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've got no problems with it. You know, I made a decision long ago, and I learned that this is the most important thing, is I'm going to give you a legitimate answer to the question. And, you know, I don't feel like there's any secrets. And I think along the way here, it's helped me. Maybe at times people don't like what I say, but I'm going to try to answer your questions and do it in a way where it's honest and transparent. And listen, when we lose a game, I'm as upset as the next person, and I'll be willing to talk about what went wrong and what we need to correct. And we got to find a way to win games. That's part of building a team is instead of you got to win games, and I get that, regardless of what anybody thinks our team is like.
And unfortunately, you also understand that Eli Manning is going to be a storyline every week unless you state that he's playing every game for the rest of the year. That's the only way you're going to end the storyline with Eli Manning. I mean, there's no way to end it because he's on a 3-8 team, he's the storyline everybody wants to know about.
Sure. And part of the narrative on a 3-8 team is, listen, we're trying to win this game and we're trying to go 8-8 and see what happens.
And that's what you should be doing. The idea is right. to get to 8-8. First of all, 8-8, you don't even know if you're eliminated at 8-8.
Amen. And so that's what we're trying to get done. And along the way, you know, I think there's a little bit of a narrative. I sensed it yesterday in the press conference. Okay, let's start talking about 2019. And, you know, there's short-term things that happen. There's long-term things. Certainly behind the scenes, we talk about all that. But what's most important is we do what we can to beat the Bears. And, you know, I'm sure people get tired of me saying that, but it's the reality of it.
Do you feel like is anything holding you back that you can put your finger on with this team?
No, I think some of the things that we're doing some things better. You know, like we're getting a faster start. In the last two games, we jumped out on the team. In the first game, we kept the lead and continued to score. You know, it went 38-31. And, you know, I think that's only the second time in a bunch of years where this team has ever scored over 30 points. You know, in this last game, we got ahead of the team. And of the Eagles, and we didn't we didn't hold the lead, and we didn't continue to build on the lead, and so that we just learned from that, and we move on. And you know, it's painful to go through that process, and I'm as disappointed as anybody, and our players are, but we just got to keep getting back to it. I think we're doing a good job for the most part of taking care of the football. You know, in the games previous, we did a good job of getting turnovers. I do think our special teams are giving us positive contributions. Our kicker's making
his
kick.
Your kicker. Yeah. First of all, let's say a word positive. Your kicker has had a great year.
Outstanding.
He has been a sensational kicker. We haven't given him enough credit because you haven't won a lot of games. That guy's had a sensational year.
Yeah, Aldrick's done a terrific job, and you know he's in my opinion he's a likable guy because he's a football player, and he has a mindset of a football player. He doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to him whether he got a good night's sleep or he was hydrated or any of the sports science stuff. He just goes out of there and kicks. And I really appreciate his mindset from that standpoint. And, you know, I think that's going to help him in the long run. I think he's got a chance to really develop into one of the best because he's wired like a football player. He's a big, strong guy, and he's got a big, strong leg.
How about the defensive coordinator and what he's working with right now? Because, listen, Giant fans are used to seeing defense that can get to a quarterback, defense right. that can play to a certain level. This right. is not a very good defense right now. How about what he's got to work with right now?
Well, you know, a lot of young players. You know, we got a bunch of rookies in there playing, you know, juggling around the secondary to some degree.
Is that making you keep things very simple?
To some degree. You know, we certainly have enough in each week to defend the teams we're playing. I think we fell victim a little bit just in terms of the passing game last week. We were really close to knocking some balls down. We got to just make sure we do it when we're in zones, you know. I felt like, you know, on one of the screenplays, you know, we got to do a better job of tackling. You know, I think that'll eliminate the big plays. And then just you're always working with the young players on run fits, you know, which will help minimize those 6-yard runs and make them 3-yard runs.
Now, listen, there's been too many penalties and too many mistakes. We all understand that, drops and everything else. I think, to be fair, your team has played hard every – I haven't seen a game this year where I can say that the Giants didn't try to play hard. I don't think they've always played well, that's for sure, but I think you can say your team's always tried to play hard.
No, these guys are believe in what we're trying to do. They get themselves ready to play, and they do bust their ass. I'm impressed with their mindset because they're football players, and this is what they do, and we got 5 opportunities to go out there and play. Starting with the Bears, and that's the mindset. And really, the one game that got away from us was the first Eagles game.
Right.
And there's no consolation in that. But there are some bad teams in the league that are just getting wiped out. I don't know. That's a different scenario.
And there's no moral victories. I'm not trying to tell you there's moral victories, but I don't think it's a case where I'm looking at the Giants saying, boy, I'm not seeing a lot of effort. I'm seeing effort. I might not see... You know, I'm not seeing a lot of pass rush. I'm seeing too many penalties, but it's not like I'm not seeing effort from the Giants.
No. I've never had a problem with the effort. You know, it's obviously the execution that needs to get better. And we as a team, you know, we took over an operation that was 3-13. So
did you think you had to change the Giants culture when you came here? Did you? This is the Giants. Did you think you had to change the Giants culture?
I don't know what I was expecting, but we got to teach these guys how to win again. That's plain and simple. And until we do it, there are no moral victories. And so that's part of building. And along the way, you do it trying to make each season the best it can be. And then, you know, in the off season, when you get to the off season, whenever it is, that's when you make the decisions on how you improve your team. And so, you know, it's a painful process going through it.
You know, that sounds funny, probably, Pat. We're talking with Pat Shurmur, the Giant head coach, because you got a two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback at your quarterback who's been there 15 years, has won a lot of games. The idea that he has to be taught how to win again or the team does with him playing, I'm sure it's hard for Giants to digest that, Giant fans to digest that.
Well, yeah, and I think I really do think of late he's played much better than he did early in the year. And, you know, it goes beyond just the quarterback. It's the whole team, the whole operation. It's got to do the same thing.
All right, so, and right now, going forward, now this week, obviously, you're trying to win your last five games. I understand that. So that's the message that you want to send out to your Giant fan. This is not experimentation. This is go out and win the game.
That's it. It's not play try. It's not player tryout for sure.
Now this week is scary from the standpoint of this. They got a hellacious pass rush. They got some great players up front on defense. Not your strength protecting the quarterback. How about that matchup?
Well, it's the same every week. We just
face this week. You got some guys there who are scary on this side.
Yeah, and I think last week against the Eagles we had the same. And you know, I thought our guys, you know, for the most part, until those areas where we're just obviously just dropping back and throwing, which is tough on any line. You know, we did a better job in those first, second down calls of protecting Eli. And again, it's going to be a challenge this week as well with Mack and Hicks inside. They've got really good players at all levels of their defense. And, you know, I've played against this defense for the 2 years I was in, you know, in Minnesota twice a year. So, you know, I've seen these guys in action, and they're big. They can rush the passer. You know, they're not real heroic in coverage, so they let the front sort of take care of that.
Right.
And so that's where, you know, they try to do their very best to eliminate big plays.
Right. You can block. If you can block it, you can make plays.
You can. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's always the challenge. And I think, again, I think that our unit, our offensive line, is getting better each week. And so the challenge this week is to get even better.
That had to be, I mean, to me, watching that game, 19-3, I was like, wow, this is starting to get fun. That was that had to be a gut-wrenching ride home. That was a terrible loss.
Yeah, no.
You're up
no
19-3
doubt.
In that game.
Believe me, I've watched it enough in the last couple of days, and I saw it in person. And, yeah, can't let it happen.
All right, Coach. Thanks very
all right,
much.
Mike.
Talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right,
see you.
Pat Shurmur, there we go. So there you go. Trying to win this week's game. I'd be a little more afraid of the Bears than I was the Eagles as far as that pass rush, especially that guy named Mack. I'd be very careful because he gets near Eli, it could get ugly. Very ugly, as a matter of fact. But you can move the ball on every big team if you can block it. Let's see if the Giants can. They didn't do a good job of blocking it in the second half. He says it wasn't schematic. It was just them beating their guys. They beat them a lot in the second half. They beat them on running plays. They beat them on passing downs. They got a lot of pressure in the second half, and then they ran the ball and kept it away from them a lot. And he gave you the explanation of why he wanted to play Gallman. I'd prefer to see Barkley as many times as I possibly can rather than see Gallman. He says he likes to give Gallman one series. That meant that Barkley didn't have the ball a whole lot in the second half. Now, the times he did have it, he was one and two with the ball, the three plays, but he only had three running plays in the second half. They never had the ball. And when they did, if they threw it on first down, it was second and 10. Then you're not running on second down. So they only had about four chances to give him the ball when he was in the game. That was the problem. You know? And I thought he'd be more angry with the third and four play because, to me, that was an absolute, at least it's a hold, and it's probably pass interference. He didn't grab him by the jersey once. He grabbed him by the jersey twice. And if he grabbed him the second time with the ball in the air in the end zone, the ball's on a one-yard line. So I would have been more angry at that. He didn't get, you know, I think that's what gets me sometimes. He doesn't get as angry as I'd get. I'd have a lot of penalties if I was on that sideline. I'd be getting a lot of fines. I'd be getting a lot of fines. I'd be like Woody Hayes. I'd be like ripping up markers and throwing them on the field. I mean, I'd be like, you know, I'd get a lot of penalties. I would. I'd have a problem in that regard. I'd be paying a lot of fine money. I'd need to get paid a lot of money because I'd be getting a lot of fines. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.